With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled Looming Dangers of Solar Flares.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Master, a solar flare is a natural phenomenon in which parts of the sun's atmosphere explodes and releases a powerful amount of magnetic energy. Scientists have informed us of the potential physical risks and effects of a powerful solar flare. Master mentioned that sun, of course, is a fifth level being. So do these solar flares have any spiritual meaning or effect on humans' spirituality, Master?
If it has a devastating effects, then what do you think? What will happen? What do the scientists say? If the flare was bigger and has a very big effect, then what would happen? Do you know?
No.
Okay, fine. It could be worse, you know already. We have been fortunate because the other planetary beings, you know, those you call aliens, have tried to help us. It could have been worse. Okay, that's why it's not so bad. Alright? The fifth level beings are only there to give us spiritual benefit and upliftment and happiness. But unfortunately, we sometimes abuse it. We are not making ourselves worthy of all this help, you see? So we have all this violent atmosphere because of war, because of hatred, because of mass murdering animals, etc., etc., yes, and abusing the environment, yes, we are killing too much. So we attract this kind of flare, you understand? It's
yes,
us,
ma'am.
The human, who attract it, the flare, okay?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
If we continue, it could be worse than that. It's just a warning only, Just a warning, it could be worse, all right?
Yes,
so
Master.
I always tell everybody, please pay more attention to moral standards. Please be more compassionate. Please be more virtuous, yeah? Love each other. Peace, no war, no killing. Vegan, that is to protect everybody. If all the spiritual blessing lies are complete, you see, like circles around a planet, then it's kept in balance, yes? The more of this, the less disasters, the more peace, you see? The more happiness for everybody.
Yes.
If all the people, or more people, spiritually elevated and morally fit, then we could, as a whole, create more new spiritual blessing power. Of course, with the help of higher beings, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
If we create one point that will widen it, you know, like the oil drop, yeah? If we do it like 1%, that will help us many percent, many tens of percent. That's what I'm talking about. We have to be spiritual. We have to be moral. We have to be compassionate. Yes? So we can help ourselves. That we can save our home.
Yes, Master.
Sometimes I thought I don't have hope anymore.
We always have hope because we know you're here with us.
Yes, spiritually, yes. Solely, yes. Planetary. Not so sure. If we keep breaking spiritual blessing lines and not making new one or lengthen or widen it, oh, I don't know if we have hope, you know? Because we could be in danger in all sides, you know, not just rising levels, not just heated planet, not just dying species, not just typhoon floods and short of waters and short of everything, but even from the sun, we could attract, you know, the sun flares to come to us. If we are not morally fit and many other things, okay, we can be vulnerable of all sides. That's the thing, if we're not morally fit, if we don't change our lives to more compassionate, more benevolent, likened to heaven, then we are vulnerable to all kinds of dark happenings. Okay, let's just continue doing our best, meditate, pray. Okay.
Yes, Master.
Yes. I have told you before that even normal people pray in the sun, they also have more spiritual points. And altogether we can make more spiritual points to strengthen the defense of our planet. Okay?
Yes, Master.
And maybe less disaster or disaster become smaller. Okay?
Yes, Master.
Or zero. I don't know if we have enough time still. If people don't change, it's not much that all the group can do, you see?
Yes, Master.
Compared to the multitude, yes, the whole planet is ready. The population, most of them are ready. It's just the leaders have to tell them. Not just government leaders, but spiritual leaders, religious leaders. We all have to work together to tell people, to let people know that it's time to change. They themselves have to change also. Make examples and courageously declare it openly so that people learn from their examples and learn that it's really urgent and learn that there is a solution to help. Okay?
Yes, Master.
We alone, even big group, we can help, but people have to change. People have to change. To be worthy of the help even, yeah? Otherwise, the more we meditate, if people don't change, of course we help ourselves more. But they don't benefit much if they don't change. If two people don't walk in the same direction, how you help each other in times of need? How you have to carry luggage or pick each other up when you fell down, okay? Two people has to go in the same direction. Even one is very strong and the other one less strong, but they go opposite direction or different direction, the strong cannot help the weak. Yes, so the people on the planet has to go in the same direction, like the spiritual practitioners, so that the spiritual practitioner can help them more, better than just like remote. Because no matter how you love your friend, he is weak and you want to help him, but you can only talk on the phone if he calls for help. Oh, I'm with you. I'm so sorry. I will pray for you. But that's all you can do. You can't pick him up.
Right.
If he fell on the road. Okay, love. Thank you.
Thank you. 这个整个地球发生很多的问题，那师父你看来在最近啊，比如说今年底之内有没有要特别要注意哪些安全在天灾方面？
哦，现在的话都很乱了，哎，哪一个天灾都有了啊，不是地震就是台风，不是台风就是水灾，不是水灾就是旱灾，不是旱灾就是热浪，不然的话我们现在还有一个很大危险，就是太阳啊，太阳也许会改变自己，然后影响我们太大了。如果太阳有爆发或是送太多它的那个热量的话，我们地球不用谈了，不用谈别的灾难了。还有有种宇宙啊，也送过来给我们一种很大的能量。
能量，科学家说明年底后年有可能太阳黑子会大爆炸，师傅是不是？
是，
大概指这个意思。
是，还有那个宇宙那个重剑也送给我们一种能量啊。
是好的能量还是不好的？毁灭性的还是创造性的 ？Constructive or destructive？
大概 destructive。
destructive，
因为我们没办法接受这种能量啊，地球啊太弱了。除了我们全球哈，除了我们全球有道德方面有改变，全部都失速，全部都那个整理我们的道德的内心的话，只有这个能力才能够抵抗这种宇宙的那个爆发的能量。
人类的业障太深了，是不是这个意思？
太深了，是是。还有太阳那个方面，如果没有道德的那个力量的话，没有任何科技的或是科学的方面能够保佑我们的。所以我一直提醒大家防卫我们的内面的那个道德的佛性的本来就性本善那个。不过是不那么容易的啊，副总统你很清楚，所以你在改变小事肉啦，小的不要说全部的了，我是不能说少的。
所以换句话讲，师父对整个人类的未来是不那么乐观，是不是这个意思？
会有一些啦，会有一些乐观，我们还是有希望了，不可能没有希望啊，不可能没有希望。所以我才继续打坐，每天十几个小时，几乎整天整晚就对了啊。有的一段一个小时、半小时是要整理自己啊，照顾狗啊，擦洗房子啊，比方说这样啊，不然的话都是打坐的。那个求天上保佑我们，还有从那边。提醒大家的那边要反悔我们本来面目，就是有 compassion， 有那个慈悲心，那个本能啊，本来就有慈悲心，有佛心，就我在那边呢、提醒大家这方面，只能用打坐才能够这样子沟通，外面讲有效一点点，不是说完全有效，就打坐的力量才比较有效，因为我们那边是一样的嘛，都是有灵魂一样的，有佛性一样的，所以那边跟那边讲话比较有效。而且我们还是意思说祈求全世界的修行的人跟没有修行的人每天打坐的那个有一些一样的时间，我是不管什么时间要打坐要祷告了。我们在电视上都是推广这些，一边是提醒大家用语言的，一边是用那边的沟通。我还是有期望啊，副总统夫人。
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions.Reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Earth-loving viewers, thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, coming up next after noteworthy news. May you be graced with contentment and appreciation of our beautiful Earth under the sun's loving glow.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.